to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO, Medford, 10:05 in the morning. It's Mike on the mic here, still alive, still conscious, sort of. I'm not going to complain about that too much. Chuck won't let me. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
It's Chuck you, everybody.
I made Mike run up and down the stairs extra times because my car didn't work to get into the place here.
Yeah, but I'm fit as a fiddle, so he's laughing with me, not at me, because... Yeah. But anyway, happy to see you. Saw you the other day at the tavern.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were so nice to come up and bring a CD that features some contributions from our friends Bird Mancini and a 45 from the Angry Young Bees that were covered by Larry Newman and friends.
Yes. Well, two of the members of the Angry Young Bees were in that band, the Kinks tribute band, and you're going to be doing a Kinks set soon, so Kinks and Stones, I figured this would be a good lead into
That'd be a good one. I'm going to fit that into the set, this next one that we're going to do, and we're going to do the Kinks and the Stones one after that.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be good. I mean, I'm organized, but not today.
Yeah, I don't think you back announced everything you played yet.
No, I didn't. Thank you for the reminder. Started off at the top of that set, brand new release from Mike Zito. It's just unbelievable. It's called A Rock and Roll Tribute to Chuck Berry, coming out November 1st, featuring Anders Osborne on that track called Memphis. I mean, how good is that? I'm not sure how many of those I get to play before it comes out, but I'm going to look. Emmett Rhodes, just after that, from the Emmett Rhodes recording, 69 to 73. If you don't know about this guy, he started making music when he was 14 years old, and right away his style and voice got compared to the Beatles and McCartney, so that's not a bad thing. That was something he did called Somebody Made For Me. Guster, who started right here at Tufts University from 2010's Easy Wonderful CD, that was Bad Bad World, for Susan Button Lyons, who's packing up today in Maine. Good luck with that, packing so much fun, but hopefully the tunes will help you. Drive-By Truckers right after that, 2011's Go-Go Boots CD, Everybody Needs Love, and fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, because I get to sort of play something that might sort of make you go, wow, what was that? I haven't heard that before. But I know if you've listened to me, you've heard that before, because the Stripes with a Y are kind of my pet band. I discovered them back in 2013 with their debut record called Snapshot that was Blue Collar Jane. Back then, I think they were like 17 years old, which is kind of ridiculous. And I keep tapping on the... I'm nervous because I have a 45 queued up, and if I tap on the thing, it may skip it, so I got to check that again. But anyway, Chuck... you know the Billy Connors Project, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they've got two new tracks out. I can only play one of them because one of them has really bad words in it.
Oh.
So I can't do it. But really excited. Billy Connors and Adam Sherman, who joined the band a little while ago, put out new stuff. And this is just sounding great, as you might imagine from these guys. This one is called Hate Me If You Want To. That's not me to you. That's them saying that. It's New Noise here at WMFO in Medford.
We're gonna be loud and we're gonna be shake it, baby, shake up the suburbs. Wake up, baby, wake up the neighbors. Shake it, baby, shake up the suburbs. Wake up, baby.
Like to believe in the terror. me what I'm thinking. Hey, don't look now, but there goes God in his sexy pants and a sausage dog. And he can't stand Beelzebub, 'cause he looks so good.
Once more.
WMFO Medford, 10:25 in the morning. Mike here until 11 a.m. along with my friend and fellow disc jockey guy, Chuck. You, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And then that was Moving Day by Dahlia Davis. She does more rocking numbers on there, but I picked that one because you mentioned a friend up in Maine who's moving today, so
yeah,
they do another shout-out.
Susan Button Lyons is moving today, so I played Gusta for her, but it's always nice to play something else, too. And that also featured our friends from Bird Mancini on
there. Yeah, Billy Call played guitar on that one, and Ruby Bird did backup vocals on that. In fact, both of them are on several tracks on the CD, so it's
unbelievable. It's Dahlia Davis, brand new 2019 Keep a Clean Engine. Beautiful voice on her.
Yeah, she's,
how does that happen?
She's a big fan of Joni Mitchell.
There you go. That's a nice gift from you. Thank you, Chuck. Just before that was Crowded House from 1991's Woodface CD, There Goes God. Stevie Wonder, I got that from a collection, Motown, The Complete Number Ones, You Haven't Done Nothing. And then that 45 that Chuck brought in, that was a 45 that we played, The Angry Young Bees, Boston classic sound from 1982, Shake Up the Suburbs.
Hey, you could tell us from 1982, I played that record a lot.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, all the little on the record make it interesting.
It's authentic.
Yeah, and speaking of Boston classic, but still around and still going strong, Billy Connor's Project has a brand new single called Hate Me If You Want To. I'm going to choose not to. Because I'm a peaceful sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Chuck? You gonna hate on him?
I'm not a fan of hate. I only hate people who hate.
Right. Hate is a four-letter word.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So last night, I was at the Plow and Stars, and I saw the Handymen, Charles and Anthony and Chris. It's a group of guys who are in all kinds of bands around town, and they all sort of get together, and they decide to just do a bunch of covers. And legend has it that like 2 weeks before a gig, Charles Hansen will make a list of like 20, 25 songs and send it to the group and say, learn these. And they may run through them, they may not, but they're good enough to be able to do that. So last night they had like a slugfest between the Kinks, the Who, and the Stones. And
wow.
Nobody won, because who can win?
With those bands, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you choose between those guys?
Yeah, although the Kinks, you know, I always always like hearing the Kinks a lot. So I decided I'd play a 6-song set. Yeah, I can do that. I know I do 5-song sets, but I can do that.
Six it's your songs. Show. You can do what you want.
I can do it. So 2 from each. I had a request from Bob French from the Cast Irons to start us off. Oh, I would have started off with this one, too. So I'm gonna. Starting off with Celluloid Heroes here at WMFO Medford.
Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Alive, and he looks up, made his dresses, she's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of iron or steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. And everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die. Celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
There's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lives of the people running round their castles are burned.
ever were.
Yeah.
white to brown. She pinned me to the ground. She knew her way around. And she tore my clothes. She had no place to go. I'm going raining it. The Detroit have a smoky gray. Nothing like the good old days. Well, I got a fever that I'm fighting. I don't need your company. Leave me in my misery. Lips are flashing red. I was lost in a burning flesh. I was hot. Was dripping sweat. She was hot. In the Detroit snow. She was hot. She had no place to go. She was hot. On a cold, raining in the head of the blue. She was hot. Honey, where were you? If you were in my shoes, you would be excused. She was hot. You could never wait. She was hot. Never hesitate. She was hot. On a cold and raining day. Thank you for going off the rails. Riding down the pleasure trail. In the melt snow, she was hot. In the molten glow, she was hot. She got it in the blood. She was hot. Not the damnedest blood. She was strong. She was strong and true. She was black. In the eyes of blood, she was lost. She took a chance. She just reached for this. Down the
was WMFO 1056 in the morning here. Mike on the mic. Well, just came up with a 7-song set. All a result of what I did last night, going to see the Handymen, who is a great cover band around here. I put the link to them in Facebook in my thread. Go see them if you can. You never know what they're going to play. It's they just happened to have a battle last night of Kinks, Who, and Stones, and that's I just had to play that today. Here's what I played. Celluloid Heroes from the Kinks by request. Who requested that? Here's my brain again. Failing me. Oh yeah, Bob from Cast Irons. Living on a Thin Line after that by the Kinks. Then Muswell Hillbilly by request from Mike Costa. Thanks, Mike. The Real Me from Quadrophenia. I Can't Explain from The Kids Are All Right, although that was a live one. It was nice of it to tell me that it was live, but it was cool. Street Fighting Man by the Stones from Beggar's Banquet. And She Was Hot from Undercover. All right, so Jane is here. She's going to be doing something about the women, and I'm going to play a couple of little PSAs, and then we're going to end with something apropos from the Cast Irons. Talk to you again on the other side of these at WMFO.
Tune in to Tufts Freeform Radio, Saturday, October 26th, for our second WMFO Live Music Day. Start off your morning at 8 a.m. with Samantha Farrell, Corin Ashley, and Frank Rowe. Then at 9, it'll be Vicky Porter, Gary Mondello, and Janae Halstead. Followed at 10 by Sweet Wednesday, Randy Black, and If We Go It All. At noon, Larry Newman will play for you live on 91.5, followed by State of the Union, Sarah Levesque, Bird Mancini, Carissa Johnson, Adam Sherman, Katie Dobbins, Bad Marriage, and the Cast Irons. Then at 6 p.m., Tufts student bands will take over the airwaves. They're all local, and they'll all be performing live, direct from WMFO Studio A and Studio D. Starting at 8 a.m. this Saturday, October 26th, only here on WMFO in Medford.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's WMFO. It's Mike ending today with the good hunting from our friends the Cast Irons. I'm going to play this. We'll be back and welcome Jane here for something about the women at WMFO in Medford.